from Jakarta, this is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Indonesia Today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first headlines. Terrorism acts could not disrupt the preparation of 2018 Asian Games. Indonesia is expected to encourage international to overcome conflict between Palestine and Israel. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. A serious terrorist attack in Surabaya and Sidoarjo, East Java, some time ago, certainly will not disrupt the preparations of ASEAN Games and Asian Para Games 2018, which will be held in Jakarta and Palembang, South Sumatra, soon. In relation to security issues, the organizing committee, the Indonesian Asian Games 2018 Organizing Committee, INASGOG, and the Indonesian Asian Para Games 2018 Organizing Committee, INAPGOG, will continue to coordinate with the government and the security agency so the full-year grand event can run well. It was conveyed by Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports, Imam Nahrawi, to media in Jakarta recently.
Kita, pemerintah, INASGOG, INAPGOG, dan seluruh masyarakat Indonesia tetap...
We, the government of Indonesia, INASGOG, INAPGOG, and the entire people remain confident and optimistic with the preparations already undertaken by Mr. Eric, Mr. Okto, and the entire Asian Games and Asian Para Games Organizing Committee. Of course, in terms of security and comfort, we will continue to coordinate with the relevant parties, and we also request the support of all Indonesian people so that Indonesia gets success and can give confidence to the international community that Indonesia is a country that deserves to be a good host for big multi-event such as Asian Games and Asian Para Games. Meanwhile, Chairman of INASGOG, Eric Thohir, stated that security during the Asian Games and Asian Para Games 2018 will be managed in accordance with international standards. In addition, he affirmed that all parties involved in the implementation of the event must have an accredited identification. This will be applied to people who want to watch live in the venue of the match. The 2018 Asian Games, which will be held in Jakarta and Palembang, South Sumatra in August and September, are expected to be a momentum to show the world the role of sports as a unifying and peacemaking tool for the nation. Especially in a few days ago, some areas in Indonesia became the target of terrorist acts. The General Chairman of Asian Games 2018 Organizing Committee, INASGOG, Eric Thohir, told media in Jakarta recently that the role of sports, especially the Asian Games, as a unifying tool of the nation, has been proven when Indonesia became host of the fourth Asian Games in 1962.
Olahraga itu biasanya hal nomor satu, dan itu sudah dibuktikan di tahun 1962.
Sport is a unifier, and it has been proven in 1962 by our first president, Pak Sukarno. At that time, we were just celebrating 17 years of independence and recognized as independent country. Well, now we are celebrating our 73rd independence. We are older than before. We hope these Asian Games will be successful, but without people's participation, it cannot run well. Meanwhile, Chairman of Indonesian Asian Para Games 2018 Organizing Committee Inap Gok Raja Sabta Oktahari on the same occasion stated that the committee, along with the government and socially, is ready to make Indonesia a good host for the athletes with disabilities. Through Asian Para Games 2018, Indonesia wants to show itself as a friendly country for disabled people. He said Asian Para Games is not just a match with win or loss result. It shows how to embroider the values of humanity, peace, and unity. The 2018 Asian Games will be held on August 18 to September 2, while the 2018 Asian Para Games takes place from October 8 to 16. Al-Azhar University in Cairo, Egypt, again declared its commitment to the government and people of Indonesia in developing a moderate and open-minded Islam. It was conveyed by Grand Sheikh Al-Azhar Ahmad Muhammad Tayyab in his meeting with Indonesian Ambassador to Egypt, Helmi Fauji, Vice Chairman of Indonesian Mosque Council, Police Commissioner Safruddin, and Indonesian Muslim intellectualist Kamaruddin Hidayat in Cairo on Sunday, May 13. Helmi Fauji recently said to Radio Republic of Indonesia in Cairo that Al-Azhar had agreed to have Indonesia in the form of training for mosque management, clerics, and curriculum development and placement of Al-Azhar Lecturer at International Islamic University of Indonesia. The Indonesian mosque administrators will be trained in Al-Azhar Cairo for 1 to 2 months. During the training, Al-Azhar will provide actual materials such as terrorism, women's issues, and fanatical groups.
Penguatan Dewan Masjid Indonesia, training para pengurus masjid.
The strengthening of Indonesian Mosque Council, training of mosque officials, which focusing on mosque management, capacity building, to improve the priest's ability in the mosque. Because mosque is a place where people ask about various issues about Islam. Well, Al-Azhar will assist the training of clerics and mosque administrators. Meanwhile, Grand Sheikh Muhammad Tayyab revealed that Al-Azhar currently is needed to intervene and help Indonesian Muslims to ward off the infiltration of new groups. The slow pace of research and health technology development, especially vaccines and biotechnology, has made the global community threatened by various diseases, not only old but also new infections. That is mainly felt by low-middle-income country, LMIC. Therefore, Indonesia seeks to contribute in research and technology of vaccines and biotechnology to develop new vaccines. This was conveyed by Indonesian Minister of Health Nila F. Muluk after the inauguration of the Center of Excellence, COE, of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation OIC on Monday, May 14 in Jakarta. But in addition to the basic vaccine which is mentioned earlier, there are other research to prevent the disease in the future. So we also expect there will be collaboration in this research and technology. From 14 basic vaccines, we hope new vaccine will emerge and used. For example, today we are afraid of MERS COB. We are afraid of other disease. We can do research here. Other vaccines are needed to improve by us. Nila F. Muluk added that the role of Indonesia as the center of vaccine development activities and biotechnology products of OIC countries is expected to produce research and development that can be utilized by all members in the future. In addition, Indonesia is expected to create a collaborative forum of researchers in innovation and sharing knowledge of production process in the field of vaccines and biotechnology products. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The conflict between Palestine and Israel is still continuing that results many victims toward Palestinians. Israel troops keep shooting Palestinians over their rally. It was said by a political observer of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, Hamdan Basar, after national seminar of the 20th anniversary of Indonesian Reformation at auditorium of LIPI in Jakarta on Tuesday, May 15.
Saya kira kita harus tetap konsisten. Artinya konsisten sebagai mempunyai.
I think we must keep consistent. It means that consistency has free and active politics. This does not mean we want to have a friend like Israel or partial. But we defend the right group and criticize the wrong party internationally. We must defend the right one. Israel is in the wrong position because it colonized Palestine. Therefore, we encourage two-state solution. It is not the appropriate time for us to be close with Israel. Our position is to keep our constitution, which against colonialism. Hamdan Basar also explained Indonesia is one of states that keeps on participating actively in encourage the independence of Palestine over Israel colonialism. He said it is better for Indonesia to take concrete efforts by inviting Organization of Islamic Cooperation to fight for independence of Palestine. The government of Indonesia and National Railway Industry, INCA, is exploring the opportunities for trains and railway system made by the company to Egypt. The Indonesian ambassador to Egypt, Helmi Fauji, said he had a meeting with Egyptian Transportation Minister Hezam Arafat Mahdi and his staffs on Tuesday, May 15 in Cairo. The meeting, which took place at the Egyptian Ministry of Transportation, discussed the opportunities for cooperation between the two countries in the field of railways. Helmi Fauji explained that Minister Hezam welcomed the initiative and hoped the government of Indonesia could take part in various projects of the Egyptian government, such as rejuvenation of locomotives and wagons and the construction of new railway roads. To follow up this meeting, there will be a joint working team to prepare everything to support the cooperation.
Sangat positif. Dan langsung Menteri Transportasi.
This is very positive. Egyptian Transport Minister directly requested a working group, technical level meeting with his staffs to realize this cooperation more concretely. They were interested than the train car itself.
Eksekutif itu sendiri.
Since 2016, the state-owned company has visited Egypt several times to explore cooperation opportunities between Indonesia and Egypt in railways. In early July, INCA will take part in the procurement of 2 locomotives and 6 train cars in Cairo at the end of the meeting. Ambassador Helmi and Minister Hezam agreed to explore further cooperation opportunities in the field of railways. The police shoot dead 4 unidentified men who launched an attack at the Riau Police Headquarters in Pekanbaru on Wednesday morning. The shooting was carried out after the men broke into the headquarters and attacked the officers on duty. Riau Police spokesman Sunarto told on Wednesday, May 16, that the police were forced to shoot them because their actions were very threatening. Sunarto said during the incident, which occurred at 6:30 local time, a white Toyota Avanza crashed into the entrance before 4 men with sharp weapons got out of the car and attacked the officers. Sunarto said 2 officers were injured during the attack and are now being treated. He said the police are examining the car and the bodies of the attackers. To ensure whether or not they had explosives, Sunarto said he could not say for sure whether the attackers are linked to a terrorist network. Well, listener, that was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
This is the RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with our commentary for today entitled How to Stop Israeli Brutal Action in the Gaza Strip. The opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem that caused dozens of Palestinian dead has sparked an international reaction. The European Union, for example, has urged all parties to exercise restraint. In the Gaza Strip, more than 50 Palestinians in protest were killed, fired by Israeli soldiers, and over 2,000 were wounded. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini has urged Israel to respect the right to peaceful protest by Palestinians. The decision of U.S. President Donald Trump to open the embassy in Jerusalem has certainly caused a new conflict. But Donald Trump wouldn't change it, because this is one of his campaign promises when running for president. Israel, which feels it gets a real support of the United States, is using weapons to tackle the demos of Palestinians in Gaza near the border of the Palestinian territory and Israel. The European Union has clearly called on Israel to end the violence and the shooting of Palestinian protesters. The European Union has asked for immediate diplomatic steps in the wake of talks between Palestinians and Israelis. In a statement when he decided to move U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, President Donald Trump stated that his policy was to pave the way for new negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. The problem is, Palestine and some other countries have declared not recognizing the United States as mediator of Israel and Palestine. The question is then, which country will soon take the initiative to replace the United States? Whatever the attitude and decision of the United States is, it has made Israel feel the upper hand. This can be seen from the brutal action of shooting the protesters in the Gaza Strip. Only world solidarity towards Palestine that can actually repress Israel to immediately stop its brutal action. That was commentary. I'm Luka Kusumawati.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Nice to meet you again. I'm Hirman Rahmana in our regular Today in History Operary World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, we start from an event on May 16, 1916, when Sykes-Picot Agreement was signed. Sykes-Picot Agreement was a secret agreement between United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland and the French Third Republic with the assent of Russian Empire, defining their proposed spheres of influence and control in southwestern Asia should be triple and the success in defeating the Ottoman Empire during World War I. The negotiation of treaty occurred between November 1915 and March 1916. The agreement was signed on 16th of May 1916 and was exposed to the public in Auspicia and Pravda on 23rd November 1917 and in the British Guardian on November 26, 1917. The agreement was considered to have saved the region, defining the borders of Iraq and Syria and leading to the current conflict between Israel and Palestinians. The next event was in 1947 when Sir Frederick Golan Hopkins died. Sir Frederick Golan Hopkins was an English biochemist who was awarded the Nobel Prize in Biology or Medicine in 1929 with the Christian Eichmann for the discovery of vitamins. He also discovered the amino acid tryptophan in 1901. He died on 16th of May 1947 in Cambridge and was buried at the Paris of the Ascension Burial Ground in Cambridge. And the last event was in 1988 when American mothership was attacked by Iraq. On 16th of May 1988 in the era of Iran-Iraq War, Iraqi combat aircraft attacked American mothership which was Persian Gulf. In the attack, 37 American Army personnel were killed and many others were injured. The government of Iraq immediately apologized to the United States on the attack, which was called accident, and expressed their willingness to reimburse. Seeing the reaction of American, which was soft, some observers have expressed that this attack was actually the American scenario and Saddam's regime to bring out the insecurity in the Persian Gulf, given a reason for the United States to send warship to the Persian Gulf that was today in history.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia. Listener, welcome to My Indonesia. Today we'll bring you a topic about students of Islamic boarding school have the role to develop industry. Indonesian Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto said that the Islamic boarding school or pesantren has potential to support the implementation of the fourth industry revolution or Industry 4.0 in Indonesia. In the roadmap of making Indonesia 4.0, one of the national priority steps that needs to be done is to empower the micro, small and medium enterprises. Minister Erlangga Hartarto, when he accompanied President Joko Widodo in a president's working visit at Pesantren Bait Al-Hikmah in Pasuruan, East Java, on Saturday, May 12, mentioned that during this time, the Islamic boarding school or Pesantren also contributed to encourage economic growth. There are already many Pesantren have built various cooperatives units, both in small-scale or medium-scale businesses. Some even have incubator businesses. Minister Erlangga Hartarto also said that the Ministry of Industry is intensively implementing new industry business and the development of industry unit in the area of Pesantren, namely Santripreneur. Nearly 70% of Indonesian businessmen implementing their business in the sector of micro, small and medium entrepreneurs. These are quite strong capital in facing 4.0 industry revolution. Minister Erlangga Hartarto also added that Pesantren has a big potential to create new business and grow the small and medium industry sectors. Based on data from Religious Ministry, during 2014-2015, there were almost 29,000 Pesantren spread in all provinces in Indonesia, with more than 4 million Pesantren students or santri. From the total of Islamic boarding schools, about 23,000 Pesantren or 80% of them are located in four provinces, namely West Java, East Java, Central Java, and Banten. With the improvement of digital era nowadays, the minister is optimistic that the santri are able to be agent of strategic changes in developing the Indonesian nation and economy in the future. Up to 10 years ahead, Indonesia will enjoy demography bonus when the country's population are dominated by productive ages with 15 to 64 years old to 70%. Currently, Indonesian economy is in the 16th rank in the world. In accordance with an aspiration in making Indonesia 4.0, the minister hoped Indonesia becomes the world's top 10 most powerful economy in 2030. Therefore, the industry ministry is committed to support the development of the national small and medium industries in the digital economy era by developing a e-commerce platform or e-smart IKM. Minister Erlangga said that the industry ministry, in cooperation with a number of marketplaces, to give a smart IKM workshop to several regions in Indonesia. The minister also hoped the santri can utilize the opportunities. Meanwhile, Director General of Small and Medium Industry Gati Wibawaningsi has stated that her office has targeted 18 Islamic boarding schools or pesantren to be model in implementing the Santripreneur program this year. The pesantren are located in 8 regions in West Java, 5 regions in Central Java, and 5 in East Java. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
Here is news in brief. I'm Dalat Pane. A serious terrorist attack in Surabaya and Sidoarjo, East Java, some time ago, certainly will not disrupt the preparation of Asian Games and Asian Paragames 2018, which will be held in Jakarta and Palembang, South Sumatra. The 2018 Asian Games, which will be held in Jakarta and Palembang in August and September, are expected to be a momentum to show the world the role of sport as a unifying and peacemaking tool for the nation. Al-Azhar University in Cairo, Egypt, again declared its commitment to the government and people of Indonesia in developing a moderate and open-minded Islam. The slow pace of research and health technology development, especially vaccines and biotechnology, has made the global community threatened by various diseases, not only old but also new infections. This is mainly felt by low-middle-income countries. Therefore, Indonesia seeks to contribute in research and technology of vaccines and biotechnology. The conflict between Palestine and Israel is still continuing. That results many victims towards Palestinians. Israel troops keep shooting Palestinians over their rally. It was said by political observer of the Indonesian Institute of Census, Levy. The government of Indonesia and national railway industry is exploring the opportunities for trains and railway system made by the company to Egypt. The Indonesian ambassador to Egypt, Helmi Fauji, said he had a meeting with Egyptian Transportation Minister Hesam Arafat Mahdi and his staff on Tuesday. The police shot down four unidentified men who launched an attack at the Ria Police headquarters in Pekanbaru on Wednesday morning. The shooting was carried out after the men broke into the headquarters and attacked the officers on duty. Well, listener, that was news in brief.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Nyangku tradition at Panjalu Village, West Java. Stay tuned. Listeners, Nyangku traditional ceremony is a tradition which has existed since the Kingdom of Panjalu. Until now, the tradition is still conducted every year by Panjalu people. The Nyangku tradition is carried out on Monday or Thursday of the month of Maulud or Rabiul Awal in an Islamic calendar. The aim is to commemorate the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which falls on the month of Rabiul Awal. Besides, the Nyangku tradition is conducted to commemorate Prabhu Sanghyang Borosngora service, the king of Panjalu who was a follower and spreading out Islam teachings in Panjalu. Listeners, Nyangku comes from Arabic language. Nyangku meaning to clean, but Sundanese people pronounce the word of Nyangku becoming Nyangku. The point of the tradition is to clean heirloom objects which belongs to Panjalu Kingdom. Listeners, in the past, the family of Panjalu descent provided ingredients for Nyangku ceremony, such as red rice, which must be peeled by hand. The red rice was used as ingredient to make tumpeng and offerings. Tumpeng is a concept rice dish with additional dishes of vegetable and meat. To peel unhurled red rice has been begun since the date of first Maulid until one day before the implementation of the ceremony. Listeners, Nyangku ritual starts by making pilgrimage to the King Cemetery at Situ Lengkong, Panjalu. The ceremony usually starts at around 7:30 a.m. local time by putting out the heirloom objects from place, namely Bumi Alit. Afterwards, the heirloom objects are carried by being picked up by the descendant of Panjalu King to Nusa Gede. Arriving at Situ Lengkong, the carriers of the Harem objects, which were Muslim and Sundanese clothes, crossed by both to Nusa Larang. Then the Harem objects are paraded to small building at Nusa Larang. Listeners, the carriers of the Harem objects are accompanied with tambourine's rhythm and salawat or prayers to the main stage where the ceremony is held to clean the Harem objects. Thus, the Harem objects are put on special mattress. And one by one, the Harem objects begin to be opened from its wrapping. Then they are cleansed immediately by using water from seven springs and added with lime water. Washing the Harem object starts from Prabhu Sanghyang Boros Ngora's ward. After that, it is continued with the others. After finished, those Harem objects are smeared with special coconut oil. And then they are wrapped again with young coconut leaf and wrapped again with seven layers of white clothes and tied with thread. Afterwards, it is dried by using smoke of frankincense and being paraded to be stored again at Pasucian Bumi Alit. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Nyangku Tradition at Panjalu Village. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. A lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Naik Bus Kota, or in English, Riding a City Bus. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about naik bus kota, or in English, riding a city bus. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly and twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Tony and tour guide in an area of Prambanan Temple. Let's follow the conversation.
Bagaimana cara ke halte Trans Jogja?
Oh, Anda dapat naik beca.
Di mana pangkalan beca?
Di dekat pintu keluar.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice, and you can follow after me. Bagaimana cara ke halte Trans Jogja? Bagaimana cara ke halte Trans Jogja? In English, how to find Trans Jogja stop, or how to go to Trans Jogja stop? Anda dapat naik beca. Anda dapat naik beca. In English, you can go there by beca or pedicab. Di mana pangkalan beca? Di mana pangkalan beca? In English, where is the beca stop? Di dekat pintu keluar. Di dekat pintu keluar. In English, near the exit gate. If you want to ask about the way to go to the location, you can say how to find
the location. Then you can mention the place that you need to know. For example, you want to go to terminal. Bagaimana cara ke terminal? Bagaimana cara ke terminal? After your question, there might be a response or answer. Anda dapat naik beca. Anda dapat naik beca or naik kereta. If you want to know the location of pedicab or beca, ojek or motorcycle taxi or taxi, and you can ask, di mana pangkalan beca? Di mana pangkalan beca or di mana pangkalan ojek? Di mana pangkalan ojek? For example, Tony, bagaimana cara ke bandara? Bagaimana cara ke bandara? In English, how to go to the airport? Nina, Anda dapat naik kereta. Anda dapat naik kereta. In English, you can go there by train. Tony, di mana stasiun kereta? Di mana stasiun kereta? In English, where is the rail station? Nina, di seberang jalan. Di seberang jalan. In English, across the street. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Bagaimana cara ke halte Trans Jogja?
Oh, Anda dapat naik beca.
Di mana pangkalan beca?
Di dekat pintu keluar.
As an exercise, please send us your voice recording in Indonesian language to our email address at voi@voinews.id. There will be interesting prizes for the selected senders. Please describe a tourist spot in your country by mentioning the country's name, the name of the tourism object, the location, and the weather in that place. Please convey more information if any. For example, Selamat pagi. Selamat pagi, negara saya Indonesia memiliki tempat wisata Candi Prambanan yang terletak di kota Yogyakarta. Cuaca sekitar Candi Prambanan panas, gudeg adalah makanan khas Yogyakarta. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa! Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present Indonesian popular song by Mulan Jamila. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Wonder Woman by Mulan Jamila. Happy listening.
Yeah.
listener, that was the song entitled Wonder Woman by Mulan Jamila. The song was taken from the name of the superhero comic character, contains the outpouring of a woman who has long been hurt by her lover. The song Wonder Woman is one of Mulan Jamila's famous songs. Mulan Jamila was born in Garut, West Java on August 23, 1979, with the name Raden Teri Tantri Wulansari. Throughout her music career, Mulan has repeatedly changed her stage name, such as Wulan Ardina in 1999 when she ran a soloist career, and later changed to Mulan Kwok when she joined with Maya Estianti as Ratu in early 2000s. In 2007, Mulan separated with Ratu and renamed her stage name as Mulan Jamila. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Jangan Tusuk Aku Dari Belakang, featuring Dewi Dewi. Happy listening. Just listen to the song Jangan Tusuk Aku Dari Belakang by Mulan Jamila after resigning from Ratu. She joined the artist management led by Ahmad Dhani, an Indonesian famous musician. Mulan Jamila also launched several works, such as her first solo album entitled Mulan Jamila in 2008. After that, Mulan Jamila released her album 99 Volume 1 in 2014, and 99 Volume 2, Patience, in 2018. Mulan Jamila included a singer who has a distinctive and strong voice, so that Mulan can easily be welcomed by Indonesian music lovers. However, Mulan does not only play her career in pop and rock genres, because at the beginning of March 2018, Indonesia's netizens were surprised by a video featuring Mulan to sing dangdut songs. It shows that Mulan Jameela always explores her talent in another musical genre. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today of Music Corner, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Aku Mau Kamu and Musnah by Mulan Jameela. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Setiap aku mengingat kamu, jantungku berdetak lebih kencang. Sayang, ini arti cinta. Mau makan tapi gak enak makan, mau minum tapi gak enak minum. Sayang, ini karena kamu. Mengalir deras seluruh darahku saat kau mulai mesra rambutku. Mungkinkah ini yang dinamakan cinta? Tapi mengapa kau gantung aku? Aku jelas mau sama kamu. Aku mau pacaran sama kamu, sayang. Aku mau punya kamu. Aku maunya yang itu, yang lebih besar, yang lebih besar. Cintamu padaku. Aku mau punya kamu. Aku maunya yang itu, yang lebih besar, yang lebih besar. Cintamu padaku. Lebih kencang sayang, ini arti cinta. Mau makan tapi gak enak makan, mau minum tapi gak enak minum. Sayang, ini karena kamu. Mengalir deras seluruh darahku saat kau mulai mesra rambutku. Mungkinkah ini yang dinamakan cinta?
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Tak bisa lupakan.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Jai Bantu.
Thank you for listening to Indonesia Today from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast every day from 1500 hours Western Indonesia time or 800 hours UTC through www.voinews.id or through mobile application RRI Play.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.